So to begin the process for the independent study, you'll want to fill out these proposals and self-evaluation. And then you'll have journal entries. And be sure to look at the wonderful video where Jan Jonker has his portfolio and all of the journal entries of all the examples that he had working with people. You want to keep a time log and have your supervisor at your facility sign off on that. And the supervisor will not know what you're doing when it comes to resonant tone, and they do not have to comment on that. They just need to know the outcome for the patient. So there is a letter in here that goes to your supervisor telling them what their duties are, and a checklist and a follow-up evaluation form. And the one thing that's absolutely critical is to make sure that you give us the name of the supervisor and their mailing address and email. We have to have that information so that when it comes time to recognize them, we're not running around looking for their information. So that is the guidelines for your internship. Now, what I'm going to do right now is I'm going to ask if anybody has a question and to push number one on your pad or on the computer, or if you have a comment, and then I'll call on you. So here we go. Leah, yes. Leah, it's time that we hear from you.
All right. What I'm doing for my internship, I was doing 40 hours before the summer, and then after the summer, after the week in August, I will be doing the other 40, as you recommended. And I have two places where I do internship, and I have a few private clients, so to speak, that have been approved by Anouk. And one field is the nursing home, the Rudolf Steiner, and one place is a meditation center where I play meditations. So it's all very different. In the Steiner clinic, I have lots of Alzheimer people for whom I play. And so indeed, like you said earlier, you play the more familiar songs and they sing along and things like that. And I have played for several individual people in their own rooms where they were in bed. When I play a meditation, I play much more improvisation and unmetered music. And then I've had private clients who come with various questions, one with high blood pressure, one with a pain complaint, and there is this Parkinson's disease client whom I will be seeing next Friday for the first time. So, but these are people that can actually fill in forms. So I've made one of those forms, like you have given an example of in the cradle, where they fill in what their experience, what their pain level, how they experience that, and whether it's any anxiety or things like that. And I make them fill that in if they want to. And then after the playing and after the session, I ask them to fill it in again, and I ask them to make comments. So I don't actually have a supervisor for those, but the people themselves are really the supervisors. And for the two other places, the Steiner Clinic and the meditation, I have two different supervisors. So, and they go with, they do everything with me. So they are going to fill in these forms. And do we have to use these actual papers, or can we change that into a different format? I'm quite fond of making a nice portfolio with pictures and things like that. And it looks a bit bleak in black and white. I'm a photo person.
This is just the information that you need. And remember,
right.
Remember, you can do this in your own language as well. Some people have decided to do their internship working with animals. Aliana Boone actually did a wonderful research project. In fact, I won't tell you about it. I'll let her tell you about it. Aliana, I'm going to give you the mic. Tell us about your internship.
Oh, hi there. Can you hear me okay?
Sure can.
Yeah, this was back, I believe, in 2000, and I approached my local veterinarian in Florida who loved doing research and was really receptive to the idea of me and my harp coming into her clinic. And so she collected different parameters, blood pressure, anxiety level in the animals, breathing rate, etc., and recorded. And we also had a control group. And so I would play my harp generally for dogs as they were coming out of surgery. And we did about 80 hours of this or more, and then we put all the data together and published a paper because the results were very promising, in some cases completely dramatic.
What was one of the most outstanding, memorable experiences you had when you were playing for the animals?
One of them, well, there's several, but I right away remember a dog who was in acute difficulty. He'd been bitten by a snake, and I think his respiration was over 200. And as I played the harp, the veterinarian's husband was there, and he was completely skeptical and not really very receptive. But even he was astounded at the response as I just played my harp and with the dog, and gradually became slower and slower, and the dog absolutely followed along. It was beautiful.
Wonderful. Thank you for sharing.
Welcome.
Another possibility for doing your internship is to do a portion of it at San Diego Hospice. And we require that you have at least 30 hours, which takes 2 weeks. We usually do that in the winter time, in January or February when I'm not traveling. And I, along with Dana Mosser and Linda Hill, oversee your internship. And I know that Beatrice did her internship at San Diego Hospice. Beatrice, would you like to tell everybody a little bit about your experience?
Sure. I really found it to be a very valuable experience, and I would encourage anyone to take time off if they possibly can to do at least part of their internship there. The number of hours, I forget what it is, 30 or 40 hours that you do that, because, Tina, working with you was just amazing. I got so much out of watching you. And then the fact that the staff at the hospice is used to having the interns there and are so welcoming and encouraging of the interns. The nurses and the doctors are so helpful. So, of course, I felt nervous, and I was pretty new at the harp. So it was a very supportive environment, and I found it to be very valuable and helpful.
Thank you. I'm glad to hear my mentoring skills might be better than my technology skills. Okay, Beatrice. I'd like to ask Bambi to share her experience of her internship and what she did for hers. Bambi?
Hi, Tina. Thank you. Yes, we didn't have anyone here in upstate New York who had any knowledge of harp therapy. There was a person in the Rochester area, and there was one downstate in New York City, but there was no one locally around here that could mentor me in that way. So I was very fortunate that I had played for a couple of memorial services at the local hospice, and they supported me in that way. So when I went to them with an idea that maybe I could do my internship with them, they were very open to the idea, even though I did not have a peer, as it were, to overlook my work, oversee my work. So it turned out that the director of social work at the hospice and the director of volunteers really bought on to the idea. And I came on board to do my internship with them, and they would send a social worker with me to most of the time, not every time, but most of the time they would send a social worker with me to meet with the client and play for them, and they would take note of any changes that happened,
and I would also make notes, and then we would get together periodically and review the notes. They would also help to in going through my emotional responses to things that happened. They would educate me as to, you know, this is a process and this is what you will see. And that was really educational for me. So I did all my 80 hours of contact time. It took me about 4 or 5 months. I started in August in 99, and I finished up in January, I believe, or December that year. So it was great. And they were most supportive. So it was really great to have them on board.
Wonderful. Thank you, Bambi. I'd like to ask Mary Ann Lounsbury to talk about her internship. Mary Ann, you have the mic.
Thank you. My internship was at San Diego Hospice during the month of September, year 2000. What I remember most of all was the support from the staff, that I would come at my set time walking in with my harp, and they would say, "Oh, good, you're here," and I'd have places to go play. I remember one time I was very surprised to be called by Dr. Lewis out of a rounds meeting. At that time, the roof on the hospice was being replaced, and patients were over at Scripps Hospital for the 2 weeks. He felt it was a place that was drab of any kind of beauty, and he called me out of that conference to be sure that I knew to go over there to the hospital, to the hospice floor, and play for those patients that had been moved over there. And so that kind of support is invaluable. You can't buy it. It just is, because of people. And I remember that very fondly.
Thank you, Mary Ann. I hear your doggies in the background.
Oh, yes.
Okay. Okay, Jocelyn. Jocelyn came to San Diego. I'm going to give you the mic, Jocelyn. And just so you folks know, Jocelyn is one of these people that are out there with like 45 facilities, and she writes to me and tells me she's got 65 Rainbow of Sound students right now. Jocelyn, you've got the mic.
Oh, thank you, Tina. Hi, everybody. I remember most distinctly my 30 or 40 hours at San Diego Hospice. I knew that this was the work that I wanted to do, that I was called to do, but after working so closely with Tina for that week and watching Tina, a real pivotal moment was when I watched you and Rodney work together.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember how moving that was, and that's what really solidified the entire thing for me, is when I just watched how that patient responded and how you and Rodney worked together, and it was all, you know, it was just, everything was in sync, and it was just all love. There was so much love in that room. I'll never forget that. So that was very, very powerful. And so I'd recommend, if anybody can get to the San Diego Hospice to do part of their internship, it's a beautiful place to be. And I also thought those ICC meetings, being included in those every day, was fantastic. And I'm always talking about that to hospice, that, you know, let's get the therapeutic musicians involved in the ICC meetings, because it was very powerful hearing from everybody.
It's a pretty magical place, isn't it?
It's very magical, and there's just so much going on there in such a peaceful atmosphere. And I remember there was a few situations, and watching you handle those was just always something that'll stick in my mind. And how you can just walk in and, I don't know, just make it happen, bring it forth, and have the patients and the families just be moved and healed in the way that we understand it within what we do.
Well, thank you, Jocelyn. So if you're able to do the San Diego Hospice in the wintertime, January or February, it's a beautiful time of year to get out of the snow and come to San Diego. We have some affordable housing that you can stay in while you're doing your practicum. And if there are more than one or two, then you can room together in what we call the Somerset Suites. And that makes it a lot more affordable, especially if you have three people to a suite. So that's something to think about.